Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Starting to look forward to this each and every week now. Kristen's bad take of the week. I think I can add to it this week also.
Would you like to go ahead and start?
Sure. I think mine rather than a bad take, it's just a grumpy old man that was tired, stuck behind a school bus trying to get home take.
Okay.
I just felt... A couple of days ago when I was driving home, I was behind a school bus that was in my neighborhood. And, you know, I'm going to rush to get home and nap and whatever. And I just felt like this school bus was stopping every 100 feet. And I'm just like, back in my day.
You got out on the corner and you walked your butt home.
Like a half a mile, right? Yeah. I just felt like it's like every 100 yards. Can't these kids walk anymore? Just an idiot take.
Yeah, you were grumpy. All right, so my bad take of the week. Now, this is from Tyler Butterworth. Tyler is not the man who has the bad take. He is the one who is calling out the women in this video doing a podcast. I searched high and low to figure out what podcast this is and could not figure it out. So I'm just going to let Tyler do his thing. So you can follow. He's hilarious. He's a military man and he does great satirical videos, right? And he's at Butterworth Da Syrup. That's his handle. Okay.
Okay.
And these are three women who are trying to decide who's more toxic, prisoners or men in the army.
More toxic, a guy in prison or a guy in the army?
Hey guys, thank you so much for letting me be on this super awesome podcast. But I'm actually in the army.
Oh, a guy in the army.
Guy in the
100%.
Army.
For yeah. Sure.
But why?
Yeah, because in prison, at least they find, like, religion.
They find relationships, and they get married in prison.
Yeah, in the Army, you can do, like, all of that kind of stuff.
So it depends on the branch, though. What branch is it?
Well, it's Army. We've been saying that over and over and over. Yeah, Army.
All of them.
Army? Yeah.
Army's definitely very
toxic. I'd rather have a prison man.
I would rather a man in prison, too.
Yeah.
Or recently out.
Is there, I think, maybe Navy.
Or Air Force.
For sure.
Nope. Dated one of those. They cheated on me.
Yeah, they seem like they have too much access to air.
What?
So, yeah.
It's so stupid. It's funny.
As somebody who just dated in a military town, I'm inclined to agree with them, I think. No one thought that joke was funny.
No, I want to know more.
Yeah,
so,
I'm like, are you being serious or is that you cracking a joke?
No, I mean, it was kind of me cracking a joke. Except the one part I don't agree is the fact that they're like, oh well, people in prison get married and guys in the military don't. Have you ever met a guy in the military? They will propose to you on the third date. They want those benefits. I don't know what kind of perks they get, but it must be enough for them to be willing to walk down the aisle.
So what they? Okay, so I have this. I don't know where you're gonna be. Doubling down on this stupid take.
Is that stupid? Right, it's bad. It's a bad take.
It sounds stupid.
It's both.
The one who said Air Force, she can't date an Air Force man because he has too much access to air.
That was pretty funny.
So the theory is, guy gets out of prison, is he a better bet to date than a guy that's ever been in the military?
No, I was just joking.
Yeah, I've just been out with so many Navy officers that I'm over it. So that is my bad take of the week for you.
And it's a strong one.
Yes, yes it is.
And it's a very strong one. All right, Jackson Kim, our phone screener in studio. And it's not official yet. We'll do this next week. But Jackson has told us that he's been trying to lose weight. And I could see it in the face, man. I could see it, dude.
That's a good sign.
Whatever's happening, whatever you're doing is working.
Keep going, right?
Feeling pretty
yes,
good
sir.
About it. All right, so you talk about bad takes.
Yeah.
We might be continuing the bad take here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tommy, open up your mic.
I'm ready.
He's going to be more fired up than anybody about it.
I'm ready.
Speaking of bad takes, this is just a personal preference of mine.
You know some bad coming with people start like that.
And he actually rolled his sleeves up.
Yes, he did.
I knew this was going to be a battle. This is going to be a battle.
They're not even in the same studio, and he's rolling up his sleeves like he's ready to fight.
All right. I refuse to watch any movie made before the year 2000.
Idiot. Let that man get his reason out first.
I don't even know if it's that great of a reason. And the thing is, the year is pretty arbitrary, but like any movie that like looks old or like has bad effects or anything like that, I can't stand, and it completely takes me out of it, and I can't do it.
Think of all the classics you're missing, though, that back then was like high-tech graphics that suck now, like Star Wars, E.T.
Jurassic Park.
Impossible.
Titanic.
There's no way. There's no way I could go back. The thing is, like, you know, when I was a kid, I watched, you know, Star Wars, and it was fine, whatever, but there's no way that I could go back
now. It was fine. I mean, it was fine. Were you born before or after 2000?
I was born in 97.
How would you feel if some girl was like, I don't date dudes born before 2000 because I just can't stand to look at them.
I'd be a little bit worried about her dating record.
She's the problem.
Listen, someone born in 2000 is 23.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no black and white movie for you.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you see his face?
What kind of Christmas movies do you watch? Home Alone?
Elf,
yeah.
Yeah, that barely makes a cut.
Yeah,
that was like 2003.
It is 2003.
So again, the cutoff is a little arbitrary, but that's where I sit.
What about like classic movies that the base of them are not really about effects? It's more about the message of the movie, like just some classics.
Rocky.
Something like that, exactly.
What?
I haven't seen
what?
It.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it.
To be
it.
Fair, I haven't seen Rocky yet.
Okay, wait. Let's get this out of the way. This is how I judge people. What is your favorite movie of all time?
Something that came out yesterday.
It hasn't even come out yet.
Interstellar is my favorite movie.
Oh, that's solid.
Mine too.
That's solid.
All right. That is my number one.
All right, maybe it's not that stupid a take. Nicole, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Please join Jackson Kim in this stupid take.
For context, I was born in 94, and I kind of agree. I can't stand anything that has, like, really bad graphics. I've never watched any of the Star Wars movies. I cannot get myself to watch more than 10 minutes.
Because
I can't do it.
Because the effects are so terrible?
Yeah. Like, it's really, really cheesy and really cringy to me.
So, Jackson, is it just movies with effects? Because you're missing out on a lot of movies with a lot of great storylines.
Right, so I think I'm coming here also with, like, a request of maybe, like, what is the movie that I should give a shot to that'll maybe open up, like, the gates for me of, you know, movies that I can go and watch, you know?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. My wife, Renee, just watched that for the first time.
So good.
I can't picture your preacher wife watching Pulp Fiction when the gimp comes out.
Her words at the end of it was like, that's not what I expected.
Most people felt that way.
But Jackson, I think what you should do, Abby's got this new club where she's going out with all these ladies hanging out. I think you should have a listener like the one that called in and get a bunch together and you can have a dumbass movie club.
That doesn't sound as fun as my club, though. Have you seen The Godfather?
No.
Oh, wow. No!
Scarface?
No.
You need to be schooled.
Yeah.
Goodfellas?
No.
Oh!
I've got work to do. I get it. I'm here. I can admit that. But, yeah, there's got to be... I'll go with Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a great movie.
That's a great start.
It came out in 94.
Oh, boy.
Do you feel the same way about books, and that's why you haven't read the Bible?
came out too long ago.
Tell us your take on the Bible. The effects are terrible.
He's only about that New Testament, not that Old Testament.
The Old Testament is trash.
The Bird Show.